Welcome to the Music Mindfully Podcast with your host, Aaliyah Elliott. This is a place where musicians come to get inspired, to conquer their fears, to overcome self-doubt, and learn to love their music and themselves a little more every day. Let's make music mindfully. Hello, hello, you sweet, beautiful humans. I hope that you are having a wonderful day today. Today, we are going to be diving into a topic that is so, so incredibly important and meaningful, and it is gratitude. So before we even begin, I just want to express my sincere gratitude to you. I'm so grateful that you choose to take your valuable time to listen to this podcast, whether you are following along faithfully every week or just dropping in when you need a little boost. I am so, so grateful that you are here. And I want you to know that my gratitude for my listeners extends into an offer that I would like to make to you, which is that you can feel free to reach out to me and connect. If you have topics that you want me to explore on this podcast, if you have questions, if you just want to chat and say hi, I am here for you because this beautiful space that we have together is so, so important to me, and I am so incredibly thankful for all of my wonderful listeners. So feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or on Facebook at Music Mindfully, or you can also go to www.musicmindfully.com and you can send me a message on my website. So that's enough about that. I love you guys so much. You know that. I hope you do at least. So we're going to dive right on into our topic today, which is gratitude. Now, gratitude is one of those things. It's sort of becoming a buzzword. We hear about it all of the time. And we all get it. Being grateful for the things that we have is important. I live in Canada, and I am so grateful that I do. For so many reasons. I have so many privileges and rights and amenities at my disposal that not everyone in this world has. And yet it's so easy to take so many of these things for granted. And at a base level, we all understand that. We all understand that gratitude is important. It is important for us to recognize the beautiful gifts that we have been given. So we might have a celebration, say, like Thanksgiving, where we go around the table and we say what we're thankful for. Or maybe you take it a step further and you have a daily gratitude practice where you jot down things that you are really sincerely thankful to have in your life. But gratitude isn't just a list. Gratitude is not a list. It is a feeling. And that is what matters. When you are creating that list, when you are having conversations with others about the things that you are grateful for, it's not just about saying the words. It's about having that profound, deep feeling that, wow, this is my life. I am so blessed. I am so lucky. I can hardly imagine how beautiful my life is. I could never have asked for all of the gifts that are in my life. And it makes us realize, when we tap into that feeling, it makes us realize just how awesome our lives are. I absolutely love using my gratitude practice every single morning to set me in the right mindset. It takes things off my to-do list and puts them on my love to-do list. Because how many of you are grateful for your job? How many of you are grateful to have to do the dishes? But we have dishes to do. We have people to serve. We have income that is coming in to feed us, to shelter us and to allow us different opportunities. Gratitude is the most powerful emotion that you can ever experience. Because when you see the world that you live in through a lens of gratitude, suddenly those things that aren't quite going the way you expect them to, or that you desire to, they don't seem quite so bad anymore. That change of perspective is all you need. It's the secret sauce. Pour gratitude on everything. Had a bad audition? Be grateful for the experience and the feedback. Had a bad performance? Be grateful for the experience and the feedback. Having trouble getting students in your studio? Be grateful for the opportunity to be creative and find new solutions. Be grateful for the extra time that you have on your hands to do your own practicing while you're waiting for those students to come in. Everything that we see in our lives can be spun with an attitude of gratitude. But it is a daily choice that we must make to see the world that way. And the truth is, mainstream media does not want you to see the world this way. Mainstream media is pushing us to see lack. They want us to be in a lack mindset so that we buy things to fill the voids that they say that we have. Think about it. If we were all truly, deeply grateful for every single thing that we had, would we constantly be looking online to see what the next gizmo or gadget or piece of clothing or score or instrument we could buy? Probably not as often, because we'd have a greater, deeper appreciation for what we have. So being grateful and living in gratitude is a really radical idea. It is radical because it is going against everything that we are taught. We are taught to be hungry for new things. We are taught to be hungry for new experiences. We are taught to always be looking ahead at what's bigger, what's better, what's next. And while that excitement and drive into the future is important because it allows us to set big goals and fulfill our purpose here on Earth, I also truly believe that there needs to be a balance of that future perspective and being present and happy in the moment. And that's what gratitude allows us to do. Happiness is not something that will come when you check off that box. Happiness is an emotion that you can choose today. And the easiest way I have ever found to tap into happiness, to turn on that faucet, is gratitude. Think about it. Think of three things right now that you are profoundly grateful for. For me, it's my husband who is always so supportive. It's the way that my dog puts one butt cheek up on the couch to ask if he can come and snuggle. I'm not making this up. It's hilarious. I should post it on my Instagram sometime. And it is that even though it is snowy and cold outside my window right now, I am cozy and warm inside my house. These things bring me great joy, and I realize how incredibly blessed I am to have the life that I live. The other amazing thing that happens when you choose to see your life through a lens of gratitude is that you'll begin to notice more and more good. When we are complaining about different things, we are sending negative energy out into the universe. And we already know, because we talk a lot about energy on this podcast, that energy begets like energy. So if you are sending out negativity, guess what you're getting back? All of the crap that you do not want. So instead, when we choose to see our world as a gift, including all of the hard times, including all of those really, really difficult situations, and the times where we drop our lunch in a puddle, and the time where we trip and we fall and we scrape our knee getting into the subway. In all of these instances, we can choose to be grateful. We can choose to see the good in what has happened. And when we do that, we are then shifting, especially in these negative situations, we are shifting that energy from the negative to the positive. And that is what we are putting out into the universe. When we say thank you, when we feel that deep gratitude, that is our way of saying to the universe, thank you, bring me more of that, please. And you know what? The universe listens. The universe responds to energy. The universe does not respond to words. The universe responds ultimately to energy. Our words carry energy. Yes, that is true. And our thoughts carry energy. And that's why the way we speak and the way we think are so incredibly important, because they affect how we feel, and our feelings are a direct translation of whatever vibration we are at. Really, that's all emotions are, is it's different vibration levels in our body that we interpret one way or another. We have given words like raging, anxious, grieving, overjoyed, all of these different emotive words are just tied to levels of vibration in our body. And that is what the universe understands. That is the language of the universe. So I challenge you. Think, truly, truly think for a moment. When is the last time that you allowed yourself to get so grateful about something that you were emotional? When is the last time that you really stopped in your tracks and said, hold on a second, this is amazing. This is amazing. Our lives are so incredibly beautiful. And that doesn't mean that they are void of hardship. That's not true. The hardships are beautiful too. And they make the moments of joy, of success, even more beautiful and meaningful. So when was that last time that you allowed yourself to be so moved by the experiences that you get to have day in and day out? If it was yesterday or this morning, then yes, that is amazing. And if it's not, then I challenge you, between this week and next week, take some time to really think about what you are grateful for. There are many ways that you can do this. You can do there's lots of awesome gratitude meditations out there. You could find one of those. They're all over YouTube. They're amazing. You could grab a pen and a journal and just go to town writing everything that you are grateful for and really sitting in that feeling. Or you can have a conversation with someone who is willing to go deep into that feeling of gratitude with you. Because that's what we need to do. We need to get deep into the feeling. If it becomes a mundane activity, then we are not actually going to see the benefits of it at all. It's the same with our affirmations. If you're just saying, I am smart, I am kind, I am enough, I am worthy, without any emotion or any meaning and power behind those words, then you may as well be mumbling something else. It's all about the feeling. And that most powerful feeling that is going to allow you to find more joy, find more ease, find more flow, more happiness, more success, and more of the things that you are already grateful for. That magic feeling is gratitude. And it is available for you 24/7. So go give yourself a nice healthy dose of gratitude. And we'll see you next Monday for the next Monday Mantra episode of this Music Mindfully podcast. I'm so, so grateful for all of you. Thank you so much and have a great week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Music Mindfully podcast. Did you have an aha moment? Did something really resonate with you? Be sure to let me know. Screenshot this episode, share it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at Music Mindfully. I would also love to chat with you, so feel free to hop on into my DMs. I cannot wait to connect with you on the next episode of the Music Mindfully podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out. Until then, go make music mindfully.